Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
So I hear we're making an announcement? That's kind of cool.
Somebody else get axed?
No, I don't believe that's what the announcement is.
Oh, okay.
So it's a positive announcement.
It's a positive announcement.
They wouldn't give us the negative announcement.
No. We don't get the negative. It's a positive announcement.
Good.
That's right. Yes. So what is the who are we going to be speaking to?
Oh, you'll be speaking with a professional broadcaster in just another minute or so.
Oh, a professional broadcaster in a minute or so. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Who has a new job.
Who has a new job.
They would like to tell you all about.
Interesting. So is it, Tiki and Tierney went on with Carton and Roberts yesterday, so probably that would be redundant if they came on with us.
Boom!
Ba-boom! You know, Teak, it was fun. You guys see that yesterday when they were on? So Tiki, you know, because Brandon's been a WFAN admirer for a long time, and I think he's wanted to work here for a long time. So this was a big day for him, you know, getting the announcement. So Tiki's on remote, and Brandon is in the studio with Craig and Evan, and Brandon's just in there talking and going, hey, Teak, you can jump in whenever you want, but, you know, I'm a Brooklyn guy. I've been here, and Teak, you can say whatever you want if you want to jump in, but, you know, I was a guy who, you know, I worked in promotions many years ago, and, you know, this place is, you know, something, and Craig, you're amazing. Hey, Teak, you jump in wherever you want, Teak, but Craig, you're a wizard at what you do, and Evan, man, you're a little geeky, all right? You're a little geeky, but, you know, nobody knows sports like you know sports, and Boomer's a man, and Gio's a pisser. He called me a pisser.
Pisser.
He goes, Gio's a pisser, and Teak, by the way, anytime you want to pop in here, Tiki's like, no, I'm good, actually. I'm good with this whole thing.
Well, I mean, Brandon was here for a very special day, or not
so
special.
Oh, Stick Michael Day, yeah.
Stick Michael Day.
It's still damp in here from him. All that sweat. I remember that day because I was, you know, auditioning at that time too.
Yeah.
So when like he got a shot, my first reaction was like, oh man, you know, he's been around, he's older than me. 2 minutes into the show, I said, I'm good.
it was a tough day. He was having a hard time dealing with Stick Michael.
Stick. You were like, are you okay?
But I love Brandon.
Okay. Oh, so our special guest, our special professional broadcaster, is joining us right now, and it's Maggie Gray. Hello, Maggie.
Hey, how you guys doing this morning?
We're doing okay. This isn't awkward at all.
No, come on. I mean, awkward, WFAN, me, that's never happened. Nothing awkward has never happened to me as a fan. No,
yeah.
It's a regular day for me. Yeah.
Yeah, I got to give you credit, Maggie. I don't know how you dealt with all this stuff over the last 4 years, but, man, you've handled it amazing. So now, what's next for Maggie Gray?
All right. Well, thanks for letting me come on and talk with you guys. And, of course, like, first things first, just want to say, like, I've got nothing but love for Moose. You know, he and I did a great show for 2 years. We got thrown together. You know, obviously, pandemic then hit. It was tough to build a show during those circumstances, but I've got nothing but love for Moose and obviously Pete and Dove and everyone who worked on the show and everyone I worked with at WFAN. It's been like a wild 4 years. I'm really proud of what I did there. In terms of what's next, though, I'm also super excited. So starting in the new year, January 3rd, I'm going to move over to CBS Sports Radio. The 3 to 6 p.m. slot that Tiki and Tierney were in, going to take over that spot with a dear friend of mine and someone who I worked with at Sports Illustrated for many, many years, Andrew Perloff. If you're a fan of the Dan Patrick Show, you might know him as McLovin. And the two of us are, you know, leaving really good situations for where we were, and we're going to go off on this venture together, and we couldn't be more excited about it.
So is it Maggie and McLovin? What is it?
I don't know if it's Maggie and McLovin. I think we're not sure yet. Maggie and Perloff, we have a little time to figure it out.
You better be getting top billing.
Yes,
though.
Come on now. I mean, all the crap that they ran you through the mill around here. I mean, they're all these maniacs you worked with.
You know what, though? This is WFAN, where every day is something different. And, you know, it's something that's made me, like, not only just a better broadcaster, but it's made me a stronger person. And I've loved it. Like, it's, yeah, been ups and downs, but I've had so many more ups at WFAN. Like, so many more when I think, like, now just reflecting a little on the last 4 years. Like, I love it. This was a life-changing experience for me, and I loved working with you guys. I mean, not Al Dukes, but you guys.
Yeah, that's right. Yes, you still hold the grudge against Al.
I wonder now.
Was your first guest Lawrence Taylor on the new Perloff and Maggie show?
We're still workshopping.
Okay.
All right. I was also wondering whether or not now we're in better graces with the garden.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, you're
You basically blew that whole thing up.
Oh, God.
I mean, that's what I'm talking about, but that's why I love Maggie.
Yeah,
she never held back.
No, she did not. No, not at all.
Well, you know what? Like, you know, I'll stick by the sentiment, but if it puts you guys in a better spot with the garden, and hopefully the Knicks keep getting better and better, then I will gladly, you know, move out of the way for that.
Now, you've said you've known Andrew Perloff for a long time. He has not done a full-time talk show before, correct? He's only been on the Dan Patrick Show as a major part of that program.
Yeah, I mean, he did another side show with Paulie Papp, so they did have, like, a Sunday show for a while, so he's no stranger to this, and he's been part of a hit show for, like, 15 years, you know? Like, Dan obviously is a legend, and he's been a huge, huge part of that show, and, you know, we're really, like, pumped about what this could be. You know, you guys know, it's kind of like, you know, you just really get, because, you know, Spike is incredible, and Chris Olivero, they've been amazing. They're just giving us, like, this blank canvas, you know, to really try to make something great that's going to cut through on the national level. And, you know, just so much, you know, different type of vibe than when I came over to WFAN and to take over for Francesa. It's just a very, very different kind of assignment here and a really different challenge. And I just couldn't be more thrilled.
And are you guys, excuse me for not knowing a lot about this, because we just got 2 minutes ago, we're putting you on, so I do have some questions. But are you going to be on CBS Sports Network as well? Because Tiki and Tierney were on CBS Sports Network. Is the TV simulcast going to continue as well?
Well, Spike Eskin question, not so much for me, but for Spike and Chris Olivero.
Okay.
But, you know, obviously hopeful, would love to join you guys on CBS Sports Network. It's such a class, such a class network. Everything there they do is top-notch, so if we are part of it, we'd be honored and totally thrilled.
Yeah, so it's sort of like your emotions have to be everywhere at this point, because, as you mentioned, you're closing one chapter, you're starting another. Of course, you're leaving a partner who you cared very deeply about. You're joining someone you're excited about. I mean, what was the predominant emotion yesterday for you?
You know, I said this to a couple of people. Yesterday was odd. It was kind of like being at my own funeral a little bit, because everyone's like doing all these like well wishes and you're going to be fine. And I sort of knew that this announcement was coming the next day, but I didn't want to say anything because, you know, wasn't the right time. And yesterday was about, you know, Tiki and Tierney and wishing them the best of luck for sure. And yeah, it was kind of odd and amazing that so many people reached out, but you know, you're right. There's a little bit of whiplash because one thing is ending and a new thing is beginning. But one thing that I've learned, like, about WFAN and Boomer, you've been really instrumental in this, you know, kind of giving me some words of wisdom over the years, which is, you know, you just have to keep moving forward, right? Like, the business is going to throw things your way that you may never have saw coming. And it's how you handle it and how you continue to move forward, keep your head up, keep looking eyes ahead. All of that is, like, the most important thing, and that's what's going to, like, you know, define you in this business is how do you keep moving and how do you keep creating cool stuff? And, you know, that's what I'm trying to do right now is just keep eyes forward and look ahead, and it looks like a really bright future.
Absolutely, and we're very excited for you and Andrew. And I'm assuming he's announcing this on their show at some point today, or what's going on with that?
Yeah, so, you know, Dan is very gracious, and obviously anyone who, like, knows Dan Patrick, he's just a legend, a Hall of Famer, obviously, on the radio side, but, you know, couldn't have been more thrilled and happy for Perloff. And, yeah, they're going to be announcing it on their show. I'm here with you guys. And, you know, just another crazy day in the world of WFAN, right?
Yes. Yeah, I know.
And the world of Maggie Gray. I mean, really, honestly. Yeah. I mean, it's...
But, like, here's the thing, right? Like, and a boomer, like, you guys know this. Like, it just, this is what happens, you know, when you're lucky enough to be in the mix, right? Like, when things are happening and, you know, you just don't know exactly where the path is going to take you. But here I am.
That's right. You stay in the mix. That's exactly right. And hopefully it's a good spot for you. And hopefully you guys do well and you have a long run together. And like I said, the experiences that you have had to deal with since you got here.
You know, the thing that
I mean, they're unprecedented.
The thing that I remember the most is, not to bring up a bad memory, but so we were on the air, and then the story, the Neil Best story, came out that Mike was coming back. And we were like, what the hell is going on? And then you guys. Yeah, right. So you guys were doing afternoons at that point. So you weren't in the building yet. And then we got called back into Chernoff's office. It was Chernoff and another executive who was here at the time in the office explaining to us the whole thing. And then by the time that we left that meeting, you guys had come into work. And I remember Carlin was sitting in the reclining chair. And then you and Bart were there as well. And I was like walking by and we just like, we shared this glance like, what the F? Like, what?
I got news for you. You suck.
So, like, I do remember that vividly. That was, you want to talk about the craziest time at WFAN in the last 4 years? That day was probably it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I kind of hope I never have another day like that.
Yeah.
To be honest, like, that was a doozy. I also found out on Twitter that day. I was walking from the subway at West 4th Street over to WFAN, but... It was, yeah, getting a text from Mark Chernoff, you know, got to talk to you. It's important. I'm like, yeah, I think I got it. But you know what? Like, that was what the thing I always say about that with what happened with Francesa is, so we were so early into our show with me and Carlin and Bart. And what that did, while, you know, not ideal situation for our show and obviously, you know, whatever, but that got Carlin and Bart and I so close. Like, yeah. It was that kind of adversity, and like people's true colors show when that kind of stuff hits. And what we saw out of each other, we were like, all right, we actually, like, we liked what we saw there. It was like, we can bond together and pull together, and like, we're just gonna like put the wall up around us, kind of, not like, you know, not like cut ourselves off from other shows, but just sort of put our guard up a little, and it's just going to be about the three of us. And it got us really, really tight. And Carlin and Bart are two of my best friends to this day. So in a way, like, just because it was a tough experience then, but like the friendships that I got out of it, not to be cheesy, but it's real. The friendships I got out of that, like, I wouldn't trade that for anything.
Absolutely. And you're going to have another great experience coming up. I spent 3 years on CBS Sports Radio. It's definitely a different place than WFAN, but there's many, many great things about the network, and you get to talk about different things and get the national perspective again. You're going to be on doing afternoons for 3 hours across the country, which in other markets, of course, with time zones, is right in the middle of the day, which is a great spot for national sports talk radio. So this is very cool. I'm happy that you're happy. It's going to stink not seeing you guys around, quite frankly, because we did enjoy that, seeing Moose and Maggie, of course, out in the newsroom every day. But I am happy for you. Where is our relationship at this point now? We used to text a little bit. I'd see you occasionally. I mean, is that going to completely end now or what? Where are we with this?
I'm going to be blowing you up now. Okay. Actually, I was going to call you anyway after this announcement came out and after you were off the show, because I wanted a little advice from you. You were on the network. You were doing the morning show with Brian Jones, and I was going to pick your brain a little bit about, you know, how to make a national show work. So you'll be hearing from me a lot. Boomer, you'll be hearing from me a lot. And, you know, if you guys ever have to stay late for meetings one day, I'm going to see you. I'm going to be in the office. It's the same office, same floor.
That's right.
You know, I'm two studios down.
That's right. Well, very good.
If you get a better studio, that's for sure.
It is. Yeah, it is a nice
much better studio. Much nicer.
They're not tacking up sheets.
Yeah, it's because, you know, CBS Sports Network did a bang-up job in
Absolutely.
Right.
All right, Maggie, thanks. Maggie, are you going to be starting January 3rd?
January 3rd, 3 to 6 p.m. Eastern on the network. And appreciate you guys having me on. You know, I got nothing but love for you guys. And thanks for being so kind to me over the last 4 years. It means a lot.
Absolutely, Maggie. It's good talking to you. We'll see you around.
Okay, sounds great.
All right, Maggie and Andrew Perloff.
You know what I like, what you said there, and this is what I appreciate about Bart and Chris, both of them. You know, you can stick your head in the sand and feel sorry for yourself, or you can go out there and reinvent yourself.
Yeah.
And go find another place to go work.
Mm-hmm.
And look what Bart's doing over at ESPN. Look what Chris is doing over at ESPN, still doing Rutgers games. Like, you can't stop.
No.
And you can't, and, you know, that would be my same advice would be to Moose, the same thing. I mean, Moose is a well-known voice in New York sports. Can't
absolutely.
Stop.
Absolutely.
Can't stop. And whatever the next opportunity is, you gotta seize the moment, go get it, and, you know, redo whatever you're doing.
Yeah.
You just got to start over. That's all there is to it.
And I did speak to Moose yesterday, so he said he planned on doing some part-time shows around here. He's going to still be on SNY. So he's not, you know, it's not like he's disappearing into thin air.
Good.
And are Tiki and Tini going to still be on the CBS Sports Network television?
No, I don't believe so.
No, okay.
I don't think so. I don't know. I don't know anything about that. Stephen Waldron, are you there? Stephen?
Yes, I'm here.
Hey, what's going on here? Are Tiki and Tierney going to be on the CBS Sports Network, or is it going to be Maggie and Andrew Perloff?
I have no idea.
You don't know? You didn't get an internal memo or anything about it?
No, I found out through Neil Best's Twitter.
Oh, you did? Okay, all right. Very well. You don't seem to be on top of things over there. I mean, you're inside the building. You would think you'd know.
By the time I don't see those guys there. We're long gone before they come in.
Oh, you're long gone before Tiki and Tierney come in? All right. All right, very good. All right, if you hear anything.
Yeah, any scuttlebutt or anything that may come your way, we can
use let us
it.
Know, all right?
You got it.
All right, it's Stephen Waldron, CBS Sports Network.
You think he's on top of it? You think he's just, like, not telling you?
I think he knows. I think deep down he knows something. But he's not going to say it here on our show. He'll be roasted.
Mm.
He can't let that go. He knows what's going on.
I actually think he doesn't know. I think if he knew, he would have just said, I don't know, I haven't heard. The fact he said he heard about it by reading Neil Best.
Yeah.
Means? Makes me think like he was like, what is this?
He's totally caught off guard.
Yeah, caught off guard.
Okay. Well, Steven's also so tunnel vision with our program. And that's what we love about him. He's just so focused on the mornings on CBS Sports Network.
Yes.
He doesn't care about the rest of the day. Doesn't matter. So you got bull riding, you got the lumberjack competition, you got all that stuff going on that they could put on there.
And soccer, tennis.
Yeah, that's right. Bunch of that stuff.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Gio.
There's no lip readers out there.
What are you talking about?
I have no idea.
You don't know what I said.
I don't, but someone does.
That's great.
No, they hadn't come back yet.
Yeah, they were.
They were back?
For about 30 seconds.
I don't. You know what? I'll say what I said. I don't care. No, I'm saying there's a photo out there back in November of 2017 where I was announced as the new morning show, and then whatchamacallit, CMB was announced as the new afternoon show. And it was me, Maggie, Barth, and Carlin all together as the new hires. So I was saying, if that photo's out there, I'm the only one without an X on my head.
No, that's nice.
Thinking, come on. That's what I said.
I'm laughing at Boomer silence. That's the only thing I'm laughing. He's just letting you walk the plank.
Yeah, well, I'm
not walking any plank. What do you want me to say?
He's putting in an awkward, uncomfortable spot.
Huh? I remember that picture.
Yeah.
Yeah. Two big fat guys in there.
That was huge at that point, too.
Yeah. They all three are still have radio shows. So
that's exactly
good.
Right. That's
they're
the
working
point.
In the business.
And Bart's,
you know,
doing fine.
Yeah, he's doing better than fine.
Right.
And see. Carlin's filling in for Jerry when Jerry's sick on Rutgers basketball.
Carlin and I both backups for Jerry.
Yeah, that's right.
How about that?
Yeah, perfect.
How about the fact that Jerry needs two backups?
Well,
it's true. Yeah, I know.
I don't have enough play-by-play experience to be his backup over there.
Have you ever done play-by-play?
In college, yeah. I did women's hockey in college. How about that?
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
So you could do it.
I could do it. I mean, I haven't done it 13, 14 years ago.
Yeah.
I mean, I know sports, so that's half the battle, right?
You'll have to wait until your voice changes.
Yeah, well.
That's not nice.
It's funny, we referenced Eric Spitz earlier. That was his first knock on me when I was first trying to do update shifts. Yeah, you sound a little young.
You sound like a child.
He was like, you know.
Like an adolescent.
He was like, whiskey and cigarettes might help.
Yeah, like a little. You sound like a toddler. I mean, that's what I think. I don't know if everybody else
thinks. Yeah, it hasn't changed much from, you know, 21 to 35, so I'm not hopeful that...
I never realized that Eric Spitz was so tough on you guys.
I would say direct, blunt, which I appreciated. You didn't beat around the bush, you know? If you needed an answer, needed to know what he thought, you could go to him and he would look you in the eye and tell you what he thought.
It just sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah. When he left, it became like the Wild West.
Right? Oh, God. Yeah.
See? Quality control.
Quality control.
I mean, you knew that sucked, right? I
tried, but, you know.
I love that.
Yeah. You know, walk in there after a Gio and Joan show. I mean, that 7 o'clock segment. You've been in radio for a while. You have to understand how bad that was. I mean, I think you've gotten a point in your career where I don't need to tell you how bad that was because it was embarrassing. Just absolutely sucked. I mean, I'd be embarrassed if I were you. Then Brian Jones would be like, damn! That's the way you do it around here.
Pretty straight, man.
I spoke to him recently, and he, again, very blunt. And he was like, you know, Chernoff liked you more than I did. He was kind of right. Going back to when I was a kid. Yeah.
And he'd make a great head coach.
Yeah.
Oh, baby. All right. Let's go to Stu Feiner quickly to cleanse the palate. Cleanse the palate here. Get away from things. What's up, Stu?
Oh, good morning. Good afternoon. I love you guys. What a great Friday. Great weekend. Love, prayers, and salutations to everyone. First of all, quick couple stories.
Yeah.
About 6 weeks ago on Barstool Sports Advisors, I gave Dave Portnoy, the owner, my boss, six punch bars. And the punch bars are like legal, marijuana-infused dark chocolate bars.
Okay.
And so I figure, you know, he's a pro at everything. He can handle it. I told him to eat the whole bar. Him and Silvana, his drop-dead gorgeous girlfriend. Stunning. I figured, have a great night. Bang. So a couple days ago, he ate one on... It's embarrassing that he's leading the billion-dollar company. I've already spoke to the head of Penn Gaming and Erica Nardini, the CEO, to replace him with me. They said no. No, they said hard no, so I deal with it. You know me. I have no shame. I ask everything. So anyway, his parents have to take him Thursday, Thanksgiving Thursday, to the hospital.
To the hospital?
The hospital.
Oh, my God.
Like, groggy, falling asleep, and they were scared. Yes, nothing was wrong. He was just, you know, he's just...
He was just all messed up, yeah.
Right. So I wanted to make the point, because I don't want to kill the boss. Like, look, nobody could kill the boss. Roger Goodell couldn't, COVID couldn't, you know,
Business insider.
The woke world, nobody could bring him down, but I almost killed him. So anyway, to prove my point that I did nothing wrong, the prior episode that we just did... Wednesday, I ate a 250-milligram edible, the punch bar, right on the show. I ate the whole bar.
Yeah, and did it hit you by the time that the show was done taping?
Nothing hit me. I would have to do like 1,000 milligrams. You know, it's like you guys drinking Casamigos.
Yeah.
You could drink a whole bottle where, let's say, if I drank with you, probably after the fifth shot, you know, I'm trying to kiss your wife, Gina. You know, I don't want to say, hey, Gina, where's your naked sister, baby? And I would show Gina naked pictures of me to send to the sister, and we might be family right now, Gina.
Oh, my God.
What? So I had the greatest show. In addition to after eating the punch bar, I smoked four joints, and I came home and smoked 10 bowl packs. So
Jesus
it was a normal two-finer day.
Jesus Christ.
What a funny experience. It was crazy. And the show tonight on YouTube at 8 o'clock is going to be priceless. It's so funny.
Very, very good, Stu. I appreciate. See, Stu's a pro. He's getting his plugs in, but at least he's given us a good story around it.
Yes.
You know, that's the thing. At least he's given us a good story around
it. I think he tried to kill the boss.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like. I got a text from Stu yesterday. It said, come over my house and get high. And I said, no, Stu, it's a Thursday night, and I'm a father and a husband. And I have to get up at 3:15 in the morning. So it's not going to happen. I'm not going to drive to your house in Farmingdale to get high at 8 o'clock at night on a Thursday.
Why not?
Why not? I just told you why.
I'm messing.
Hey, Gina, I'm just going to go smoke weed with Stu Finer in Farmingdale. See you later. All right, CeeLo, what do you got over there?
Powered by Superbook, now open with better odds and favorable prices. Also brought to you by Jackpocket. Play official state lottery games on your phone. So the Knicks were down 21 the last night to the Bulls. They actually take the lead with about 3 minutes to go, but they still come up short. They lose 119-115 as DeMar DeRozan had 34 points for the Bulls, 18 in the fourth quarter, the final six for them as well. Knicks are back to 500 at 11-11. Here was Julius Randle trying to downplay that.
We're fine. You know, it's 22 games in. A great run could put us at the top of the East, you know, within 2 weeks. So it's like, just keep plugging.
He had 30 and 12 rebounds, but once again, the Knicks had some issues with the officials. Taj Gibson was ejected after his reaction to a couple of offensive foul calls. Randle had one go against him that wiped out a basket, and he's kind of getting fed up at this point.
Just got to keep playing. I'm so tired of talking about them. You just got to keep playing. Nothing against you. I'm just tired of talking about them. Like, it's ridiculous.
Now, you mentioned a couple times this morning, tie game about a minute to go. That's the game. Got to close it out. He loses the ball. Now, your boy Wally on the post game last night was discussing how it's harder for the big man to have the ball in his hand in that spot, whereas the smaller guards.
Yeah.
Okay, so he was making the point of when you're a bigger guy, they can send a lot more at you, get away with a lot more.
What's amazing to me is that down on the other end of the court, the Bulls can spread everything out for some reason. Mm-hmm. And for some reason, the Knicks can't do the same thing. I have no idea why. And I don't know this fascination of giving him the ball all the time.
Yeah.
I mean, he should not be. I don't believe he got the rebound and then just dribbled it down the court like he had no idea what he was going to do and then got stuck and there were three Bulls around him. and the ball gets knocked away from him.
Yeah.
I guess turn it around and give it to Burks. Let him handle it, and then you can go work and try to get open down low or whatever. I'm telling you, it's a reoccurring theme here. That's the problem.
Well, he carried this team throughout the entire regular season last year.
Yeah.
And I think that's the instinct.
And he got paid for it.
But that's the instinct that I think this team has. When they're in trouble, he's supposed to be the guy. And it's just not, it has not been the same as last year in any way, shape, or form.
But look at what happened to them in the playoffs.
I know. And it's never been the same since.
And to him in particular.
Yes.
And, you know, he'll have good numbers and everything. Numbers are fine. But then when all of a sudden, it happened again last night. It happened the other night in Brooklyn.
Game on the line.
It's like the last 4 minutes, all of a sudden, everybody tightens up. The ball gets stolen. A shot gets missed. A ball gets turned over. 2 free throws are missed. I mean, and you can say whatever you want about NBA games. If they are close, it always comes down to like the last 3 or 4 possessions and how you handle those possessions, especially on offense.
Here's your golf buddy trying to stick up for him a little bit on the MSG postgame last night.
You can see where people are coming. When you're a big man, they let the defenders body you, bang you, foul you, grab you more.
A lot of contact. Body you, bang you, foul you. They can just rough you up and they, you know, swallow the whistles and you got to deal with all that. So he thinks that's
boring.
Can I just hear it one more time?
You can see where people are coming. When you're a big man, they let the defenders body you, bang you, foul you, grab you more.
Yeah, body and bang. All right.
Body and bang.
Yeah, you got to overcome it. You know, that's the whole thing.
Well, they'll try again tomorrow afternoon against the Nuggets. That's another home game. Nets and Timberwolves tonight from Brooklyn. Coverage on the Fan at 7:20. Elsewhere, you had the record-breaking win for the Grizzlies last night as they beat the Thunder 152-79, 73-point margin of victory, the largest in league history. Suns won their 18th in a row. They beat the Pistons 114-103. That is a new franchise record. And LeBron is coming out of COVID protocols and should be available to the Lakers tonight for their game with the Clippers. Thursday night football, the Cowboys did beat the Saints 27-17. Tony Pollard had a 58-yard touchdown run. They picked off Taysom Hill 4 times, including a pick 6 late in the game to pretty much put it away. We'll wait and see about Daniel Jones's status. Another day of practice for the Giants. He's been limited the last 2 with the neck injury. I want to play you a couple from Jets defensive coordinator Jeff Ulbrich. So his unit, of course, has had some rough games so far this season, including a Thursday nighter against the Colts a few weeks back. Now here come the Eagles, of course, head coached by Frank Reich disciple Nick Sirianni.
Indy is, for all intents and purposes, Philly, you know, from a schematic standpoint, same school of coaches. And so you got to imagine, like, they're not going to go very far to find the blueprint of how to attack us.
So it's a second chance in his eyes now for their unit to get right.
From our standpoint, coaches, players alike, you don't get very many opportunities to do a do-over.
And he's borderline emotional about where his unit and the team are at right now. A little longer, but stay with this one to the end.
I really look forward to Sunday. I really do, because I just I feel for what they're going through and the adversity they face this year, and what a great opportunity to just go out there and show the NFL world and themselves, like, we're coming.
Who knew? Jets Eagles get excited.
I mean, that was the most dramatic soundbite.
The pause.
Over something so meaningless. I mean, my God.
The NFL world and themselves, like, we're coming.
You can actually hear him swallow there. Did you catch that in the mic on the podium? Right there.
We're coming.
We're coming.
We're coming. We're coming for that number 1 overall pick. That's what you're coming for.
Woo! Oh, boy. Oh, by the way, Odell Beckham Jr. is banged up already with the Rams. You see this? Didn't practice yesterday. Hip injury status for Sunday's now up in the air.
What did Eddie used to say? Bruised.
You can't make it up. Yeah, we can't say it on the air. He used to give out an award around here.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. That's gone by the wayside in recent years. That's unfortunate. We talked yesterday about how MLB.com pulled everything down on their webpage because of the lockout.
What an effort to do that.
Right.
It just seems so ridiculous.
Dude, how about this? And I'm sure it's not the only place it's happening, but I saw the pictures. So George M. Steinbrenner Field down in Tampa, I guess behind center field where the scoreboard is, so if you're on the outside, they have big player billboards up, including this big billboard of Aaron Judge.
Yeah.
They ripped all that down in Tampa. So it's just a black canvas now.
I mean, what the hell?
Yeah, no Seems player like likenesses allowed now that the collective bargaining
going way over
well, it's a lockout, and they don't want to have anything used against them in their...
Or maybe the Players Association says, hey, yeah, you can't use our player licenses.
All right. That's the other thing. It's a little different.
But that's what's going on, so it's a little strange. All right, Islanders back from their COVID layoff last night, lost to the Sharks in overtime 2-1. Their struggles continue. San Jose turns around. They'll visit the Rangers tonight at the Garden, going for 5 in a row.
We'll see how good the Rangers are. Now, you know, we've been through our Jersey, Buffalo, that kind of thing, and now we'll get to see some better teams and see how they react.
All right, sounds good. Devils lost to the Wild 5-2, and they will turn around and play in Winnipeg tonight against the Jets. Time now for Moment of the Day. It's brought to you by Casamigos Tequila. Casamigos Tequila is brought to you by those who drink it. We had quite a bit of fun throughout with the Brian Kelly stuff, this fake Southern accent at the LSU women's basketball game last night. And Eddie was trying to give him the benefit of the doubt and figure out why this might have happened.
Now, could it be a sort of an unintentional accent chameleon affliction like I have?
Well, but no, because he's not talking to somebody else. Like, you do it when you're directly having a conversation with someone with a thick accent.
And your mom does it.
My mom did the same thing. She had relatives in North Carolina, relatives in Queens, and no matter who she was talking to, she'd morph into these accents. But Brian Kelly's just talking to the crowd with the microphone.
Well, he's trying to.
Can't wait to get started.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I mean,
geez, family. That is
got my family. Yeah. So happy to be here. It's my family. Everybody, look. There's my wife. There's my son. There's my daughter. That's my nephew Cletus. I want a great state of Louisiana. Ding.
Cletus, he's got no teeth.
Oh, man. Can't wait to strap on my overalls and get my hands dirty.
Honorable mention to your Al doubling either as Boomer or Ellen DeGeneres line. I enjoyed that one, but I had to pick one.
So. All good there, CeeLo. Yeah. It's great seeing you. When are we going to see you again? Sometime soon? Yeah,
Christmas Eve, probably.
Christmas Eve.
Yeah, maybe.
Oh, and by the way, something very important. We want to make sure that superstitions are a big thing in sports. Eddie gave a shout-out to a high school football team prior to their last game in which that they won, and now they're playing again for a championship. So let's hear
it. At Rutgers tomorrow. So shout-out to the Point Pleasant Borough Panthers, and nice. Good luck tomorrow. And Dermot McLaughlin, as Mike would say.
McLaughlinus.
Yeah, well, good luck to them tomorrow.
What's Who are they playing?
Haddonfield, Group 2.
Well, what's your connection to what did you say, Point Beach or Point Borough?
Point Pleasant Borough.
Okay.
So there's a very dear listener who I've known for a while.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Dear, cool. Listener.
Dear listener.
Well, let's go Point Borough, short conference.
Yeah, let's go. Come on. Yeah. Get it done. At Rutgers.
Group 2 means exactly, but, you know.
Yeah, and it's based on size of the school population. So they don't group the bigger schools against the smaller schools just to even the playing field.
And I hear next year there's some sort of a playoff system coming.
All right. Nice. I like that. All right, very good.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Geo.
All right, time now for the Boomer and Geo football picks. The Football Friday picks are brought to you by FanDuel Sportsbook, America's number one sportsbook, and the official sportsbook of WFAN. We're all under 500. We all have terrible records. Boomer is in first place, but he is also under 500. I can give you the full records here if you just give me 1 second. Here they are. Boomer is in first place at 26-28-2. Jerry's in second place at 23-31-2. And I'm dead last at 21-33-2. A full-blown atrocity. So, we're going to try to keep going with this week's picks. And CeeLo is in for Jerry today, and he's going to lead us through this massacre. So go ahead there, Chris.
All right. Let's start with a big AFC North showdown in Pittsburgh. You've got struggling Lamar Jackson visiting the struggling Steelers and their stench with Mike Tomlin. The Ravens are laying 4.5 points on the road in Pittsburgh.
Throw the records out spot. This is what this is. These are two massive AFC North rivals. And I think after getting embarrassed last week by the Cincinnati Bengals, there is one last gasp from the Pittsburgh Steelers. Give me the Steelers in this football, this AFC North division. What's the spread again?
4.5.
Give me the Steelers and the 4.5.
That's right. I agree 100%, man. No team likes to get embarrassed, especially within their division. It's been a long week in Pittsburgh.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, Lamar Jackson didn't play all that well
No.
in the previous game. He should play better in this game. But these two teams, you're right. Throw the record out the window spot 100%. I'll take the home team with the points.
I'm picking for Jerry. Same. More than a field goal in a divisional game. Pittsburgh home will take the Steelers. Game number two, you've got the Chargers coming somewhat east to Cincinnati to face the Bengals. L.A. +3 at Cincinnati.
Bengals have been a really tough team to figure out this year. Up and down. And they, of course, as you're just talking about, just waylaid the Pittsburgh Steelers. I do think, though, that this team is now going to be more consistent. And they've been an up-and-down Chargers season as well. I loved what I saw from the Bengals last week. I think they back it up again. This could be a silly, you know, putting too much stock in the week before pick for me, but I don't know. Bengals are going to make a run here at the end of the season. Give me the Cincinnati Bengals over the Chargers.
Well, they finally figured it out. Give it to Joe Mixon and win football games. Joe Mixon, 6'1", 220, is a stud of a running back and can do everything for them. And he is really the engine that makes it go. Of course, Joe Burrow is going to get a lot of the notoriety, Jamar Chase, T. Higgins, the whole thing. And I know Justin Herbert should be able to put up some pretty good numbers here against the Bengals. I think a high-scoring game, I'm going to take the home team, the Bengals, as they start to make a run to the playoffs.
Yeah, the number seems kind of low. The Chargers have been better on the road, but I'm with you guys. I like the Bengals in this spot. I think that home game built for this type of year, a lot of talent on offense. Chargers have been up and down as well, so we'll go with the Bengals, Jerry. Game number three, the Washington football team heading out to Las Vegas to visit the Raiders. Washington getting 1.5.
And it's a tricky spot here. You got the Raiders, the whole Gruden emails. You got RG3 book coming out there with the Washington football team. A lot of hullabaloo between these two teams. You know what? We heard you played this week, didn't you? The Ron Rivera screaming
speech.
Yeah, in
the locker room, dropping F-bombs and cursing. Yeah,
I'm picking the Washington football team just because of that Ron Rivera speech. They're rounding into shape.
Give me Taylor Heineke. I like him. I like the way he's playing. Also, I love the way that, you know what? Forget that. I'm taking Derek Carr. Just talk to myself into taking Derek Carr because he's playing great. He's dealing with all these distractions and all this other crap. But somehow he's moving the ball, so I'm going to take the home team Raiders.
Yeah, I can't figure out the Raiders. And I've been on Washington the last couple of weeks. They've covered the last couple of weeks. You mentioned Taylor Heineke. Love the way he's playing. And they just, I don't know, they seem to got a little something right now. They're in a playoff spot in the NFC. the seventh and final wild card spot at the moment. So it's a small number, but for Jerry Recco, we'll take Washington getting the point and a half on the road. All right, the local games. The Jets are home against the Eagles. Will Jalen Hurts play or not? I guess we'll see. Philadelphia laying 7 points. Second consecutive week they will play on the road at MetLife Stadium.
Man. This would have been a no-brainer for me if I didn't watch the Eagles be as bad as they were against the Giants.
I mean, you just heard the defensive coordinator of the
crying,
Jets.
I know.
Crying. It's emotional. They're coming.
They're coming.
They're coming.
Give me the Jets. I'm wearing the Jets sweatshirt today. Give me the Jets. That's my analysis for
this
game.
I don't think the Eagles are anything spectacular in offense. This is going to be a hard one to watch. I'll take the Jets and a touchdown. Right, I'm winning 7-0 before the game even starts. I'll take it.
All right. Yes.
I agree. Seven's too much for the Eagles. I know that they were playing well prior to the Giant game. It seemed like they were kicking it in gear with their run game, but I think seven's too big of a number, so we'll take the Jets here. All right, the Giants, we don't know who's going to start a quarterback for them, but they are heading down to Miami to face the Dolphins, and they're improving defense, and the Giants this week are getting 4.5 points on the road.
You know, I think the Giants are going to win this game. I do. I think that the offense is going to look better. Daniel Jones is going to play through the neck injury, and this is going to be the best that the Giants' offense has looked since the beginning of the season. And I've got no basis on this at all, other than there's been some wacky-ass season. And I think that the Giants' offense in this game is actually going to show up, and they're going to play well, and the Giants are going to win this game, get to 5-7, and give the fan base a little bit of a kick in the ass.
A wacky-ass season.
Mm-hmm.
A wacky-ass season. I'm taking Tua Tagovailoa and the Miami Dolphins. They are on fire right now. He's completing 80% of his passes. The Giants have no pass rush. He should be able to light up this team. I will take the Miami Dolphins, and I'll lay the points.
I agree with Boomer. I had the Dolphin fans in my mentions the other day when I was kind of downplaying Tua, and they were not happy about that.
Yeah.
You're right. Giant pass rush isn't great. He gets the ball out quick. Their defense has been stingy. So I'll lay the 4.5 for Jerry with the Dolphins.
Stingy defense. All right, you want to do a prop bet here?
Sure, why not?
All right, I'll start. I'm going to actually stick in this game, Giants-Dolphins. I'm going to go with the over. I'm putting my money where my mouth is on this one. Giants-Dolphins actually sneaky shootout spot. Sneaky shootout spot. Give me over 40.5.
I'm going to go out to the San Francisco at Seattle game. I'm going to take Jimmy Garoppolo under. What was it,
225.5
under no Debo Samuel this week.
That's right.
And that is a huge loss for them.
It's a low number, too.
I know it is, but I think that, he's going to struggle in Seattle. And they'll win the game, but I think that he'll throw for under 225.5 yards.
Sneaky shootout in Miami. Is that with or without Daniel Jones at quarterback?
He's playing. I'm telling you, he's playing. I feel like he's playing.
That would be a shootout.
I'm assuming...
That's why I was asking.
Yeah, no, I'm making an assumption. I could be wrong, but I'm making an assumption that he plays. He's practicing. He's going
to
play.
All right, I'm going to go to the Jet game. Elijah Moore has been coming on the last few weeks. I don't even see the number or the line yet, but whatever his receiving yards total is, take the over.
Over?
Yeah.
No matter what?
Yeah, take
the over.
It's
crazy. It's actually 230.5.
I would guess it's probably, and again, I don't have it.
65.
Yeah, I was going to say somewhere between 55 and 65. Yeah.
Okay. All right, very good, CeeLo. Thank you.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Gio.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.